You got over the hurt of last week?
Yeah, it took a while. yeah, it was a tough one to take, you know, especially in the manner, because you're off the pitch in the change room within a minute of, you know, so you're still a bit numb at that point, you know. But on reflection, you look back at it, you watch the game, and you know the lads did so well. Just a couple of cruel moments. That's football, you know. The highs and lows and emotions that come with sport, you know. And it was at one point it looked like it could be something, you know, quite incredible, and then turned around so quick. So you know, just another lesson really in football.
When you went up 1-0, were you starting to kind of dream of kind of?
Well, of course, you know, you get to 80 minutes. And you know, we knew there'd only be a couple of minutes of injury time, so of course you start to think. But you know, you try and focus on the game, and then you can't legislate as a manager for, you know, a moment of madness that gives the penalty, which then creates the tempo and the energy they got from that. And then the last 6, 7, 8 minutes became tough, you know. And I'm not stupid enough to know that if there'd been another 10 minutes, it could quite easily have been another one or two goals. He wouldn't have let them in, but. That's how football goes, you know. So the whistle came at a good time because the momentum was huge and our boys were out on their feet. You know, it was such a tough ask and against a team of that calibre, you know, and to try and keep going for 90 minutes and keep filling them holes and keep the discipline like they did, you know, it was a monumental effort.
How do you approach a game like tomorrow night's? Because obviously everyone assumes that the tie is over.
Yeah, well, let's hope they do. You go about it the same way, you know. You've got to be respectful of the opposition, and you've got to have a game plan, you know. And hopefully, you come up with these magnificent game plans and how you visualise everything going, and it never goes like that at all. That's football, and you know we know we need to stay in the game and keep it as tight as long as we can before we actually show our hand and maybe change things around a little bit. So we've looked at certain things this week that. So I think the two or three times that we did actually get in their box, we always looked like we were going to score a goal. So it's about how much, you know, emphasis we put on trying to get in there and how that leaves us open at the back. Because the higher you go and the better players you play against, if you leave yourself open, they'll punish you. They'll make the right decisions. The way to pass, the movement will be correct. You know, I always find the lower you go down the leagues, the more opportunities you get to get back round and get back into shape. So, you know, we're mindful of that. But, you know, we won't be holding back. We'll just go full on like we always do. We'll go out there and stay in the game, be strong, wait for opportunities from set plays and counter-attacks. And then, you know, if we're still in it, we'll have a real go for the latter part of the game.
Can you win this?
Of course we can. Absolutely. You know, I think you saw over the weekend with some of the things that went on with the cricket and that. You know, the strangest things happen in sport.
What's cricket?
Yeah, it's something like tennis. So, you know, of course you can. Of course you can. You know, there's no reason why we can't come here and win 2-0. You know, 2-1 takes us to extra time. So, you know, you go 1-0 down, the picture still doesn't change. Yeah. You need two goals. You know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we're looking forward to the battle.
And you've had a big result, obviously, away from home before when you went to Norway, you know, and picked up a win. How do you kind of take that belief into this game?
Well, it's like I said last week, you know, that history shows that we've managed to get big results against teams when, you know, we've been given no hope before. So there's no reason why, you know, we can't do that again. The evidence is there. This is probably our toughest ask, you know, on reflection, you know, and I think Vojvodina were very good in Serbia and Shakhtar in Belarus last year. But I think these are, you know, probably the strongest outfit we've come up against. It's testament to the season we've had and what we've created over the last 4 years that we're, you know, season on season we're getting these games of football and we've kept our standards so high, you know, relative to where we are in football. So it's a great opportunity and a platform again for the boys to go out and, you know, these opportunities don't come along very often. You know, we're getting them now. We had the Iron Brew Cup final, you know, the Welsh Cup final, this, you know, we've had countless games in Europe, so you know, we're creating a platform for boys to say, well, this is what I'm about, you know. And it's another one tomorrow night for every single one of them individually. We've got young players in the team who've got aspirations to get back into the game higher up standards, and there you go and show what you can do.
But also like to dream, Andy, as well, you know?
Exactly.
There's no role.
Yeah, I was dreaming on 82 minutes last week. and it changes very quickly. But of course, you know, you have to mentally visualise that opportunity, you know, and see that in your mind's eye of coming off the pitch victorious, because it's going to be a battle. It's going to be tough. It's going to be, you know, probably tougher than it was last week because we're obviously on their home ground. But you know, I was impressed with everything about Kilmarnock last week. You know, the following, the fans, the directors, everybody. You know, they were humble and they were genuine people. You know, so we got great respect for them. You know, but again, it's a game of football tomorrow.
A crowd can inspire you guys as well.
It did. You know, it lifts it. You know, we're not used to that kind of intensity and that. You know, there was great voices and they were loud and they created a fantastic atmosphere and you know, the boys loved it. And like I say, that's what you want every week, you know. You don't want 200 or 300 people. You want to be playing in front of a couple of thousand and then go on and play in front of bigger crowds. You know, because that's the dream of a footballer. Do you know, like I say, we've got a lot of young lads in there who, like Lewis next to me, do you know, who want to go back and play at the highest level. So, platform's there, boys. Go and show it.
Yeah, I mean, they're expecting a good crowd tomorrow night because it's the new coach here's first game, and you'll be hoping your team can feed off that. But
yeah, of course, you know, a full house would be great. It won't be that. I'm sure if it had been 1-1 and we hadn't conceded in the last seconds, it'd probably be another couple of thousand here. But you know, whether it's full or it's not, we just go about our things in exactly the same way, and our preparation this week has been based on one game. You know, of course we're mindful that we need to score 2 goals, but we haven't looked too far past that. We must not lose the game, you know, before we got an opportunity to win it, and that's where me and my coaches, and we'll look at that as the game goes on when we actually have to go and show our hand.
Ask you, Lewis, one save and you let in 2 goals last week, could you believe it?
Not really, apart from the one save, the 2 goals, they didn't have a shot on target really, and obviously one of the goals is a penalty. And the other one, he's managed to get himself free in the 6-yard box. So it's hard to take, but the boys done really well. They couldn't break us down, and you could see the frustration on the players' faces. And as the time was ticking by, you could really see, like, we've actually got a game on our hands here. So fair play to our boys for doing that.
Andy said last week it was the first goal, I think, 3.5 seasons you've lost for a corner kick. That must have been disappointing.
Yeah, of course. But that says everything about the way we set up defensively. Like, you don't concede, you don't lose the game. So when you have everything in play like that, then anyone can beat anyone, in my opinion. So I think we're set up exactly the same in terms of defensive, but obviously we're going to really go at them and try and get the 2 goals that we need.
How tough do you think it'll be, you know, coming here, kind of probably a decent crowd, and then getting the 2 goals that you need?
I think we relish with the crowd, to be honest. Just because they're mainly going to be Kilmarnock fans, it doesn't mean anything. The atmosphere is going to be loud, it's going to be bouncing, and it doesn't matter if you're home or away, that is going to make you want to go out and perform and play, and that energy from the crowd will come into our game.
And a big part of you is going through would be yourself keeping a clean sheet with the 2 goals.
That's,
do you fancy that?
That's the aim. After last week conceding 2 late goals, I promised myself I'm not conceding this week.
Was there a bit of a chat between you and the Killie fans in the first half last week? What was that about?
So from the warm-up, really, so it was about 65 minutes, just non-stop abuse, really.
Banter.
Obviously, like every fans do, don't they, to get onto the keeper's back. But apart from that, it was nothing. Just having a bit to and forth between them at half time, just getting my own back, I suppose. Mm. That's about it, really.